And fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. Here we go, everyone. We have a little bowl game action live during Road Rage, which we never get sports during this show, but we do now. We have a little.
Oh, yeah. That's one of ours.
Too, yes. It's in our contest. Yeah, this game just started. Neither starting quarterback playing, but most everybody else is. Let's friggin' go. Let's go. And we got off to a good start, Ramona. I believe you and I won the
Jacksonville State.
Yeah, hit Jacksonville State.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yes. Now they tried everything they could to give the freaking game away.
They did.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Look, I'm in this to win it. So the last thing I need is Jacksonville State screwing me up in game one and going 0-1. I did not need that. So here's what happens, Ramona. Oh, she's on the phone. In any case, what's going on here? Do we have a penalty like on the kickoff? What is going on here? We have clock issues on the kickoff. All we had is the kickoff, right? The kickoff couldn't have taken 45 seconds.
You know, the clock, I don't
the
know.
Clock went to 14:15 on the kickoff. We're off to a great start here.
I was on
here.
The phone.
Yeah, we lost 45 seconds on the kickoff. That would make it the longest kick return in history. It would have meant it like 2 miles. What do we have here? Okay, so we finally have a snap. All right, let's go. Let's go. Okay, so who do you have here, Ramona? Who do you have in the Old Dominion South Florida game?
I have South Florida.
Oh, I have Old Dominion.
I know.
Yes. So what's the spread? What's the point spread?
South Florida 3.
3? That's it?
Yeah, just 3. It's okay. A 6-6 spread.
All right. Well, it's 6-6?
Yeah.
All right. So South Florida is a 3-point favorite, and you took South Florida. You did not go with 2 ways to win. I went with 2 ways to win Old Dominion. I basically went with Quinn Hinnickle, the backup quarterback, who's a good runner. We'll see how that all plays out. And the points. I don't want any first downs here. Get them. Sack them. That's it. Going down. There we go, Ramon. It's a sack. That's it, ODU. You get jacked up about that. That's right, Ramona. All right, so
don't make me change it.
On the very first game, hey, listen, that's not your call.
I got the clicker.
No. So on the very first game, Jason, I'll get to you in a second.
He looks a little small.
He's happy. No, he's big. Okay. He's not small. He's short but big.
Okay.
Yeah.
Low to the ground.
That's right. On the very first game, we both got that right, Jacksonville State. Despite Jacksonville State trying everything they could to give it away, Ramona, they ran a flea flicker from inside their own 10-yard line, which is just unheard of. It takes way too long to develop. Go. He's returning the punt. No flags. Go, dude. He should have been gone, Ramona. He got caught by a slow dude. In any case, I like it. I like it. Well, let's go, Quinn. So in any case, Ramona, we both hit the first one. Despite Jacksonville State trying everything they could to give the game away run. They ran a flea flicker from inside the 10-yard line. Way too slow developing. It resulted in a touchdown for Troy. It was a disaster. And I thought, oh, we're never recovering from that. And we trailed going into the fourth quarter, but we rallied to win. Jack State was the right pick. It was the correct pick. So,
well, good.
But I think like seven people had it.
It is a 7-5 split.
Seven had it right. So the majority had it right. So we didn't gain really much there. We didn't fall in with the not right crowd. So who are the five not rights?
Nick, Mike, Will, Faxon, and Mickey.
Basically the afternoon people, you know, the mostly. Smart people had it
yeah,
mostly right.
Yes, we did.
Who the only afternoon person? The only
Nick.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick. We expect better. Yeah, we expect better from Nick than that. Yeah. That's Nick will rebound. All right. So we have lots to get to. We're going to cover all the bowl games. You know, we have a playoff game on Friday. A playoff game. We are just a couple days. What date's today? Wednesday. we're just two
yes.
days away from a playoff game. We have Alabama, Oklahoma. This game stopped again, Ramona. We're not even 2 minutes in. The game stopped again. Oh, first play. We're committing a 5-yard penalty. Nice job, ODU. Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. You know what? Speaking of Seminole Ted not calling in, man, I'm pretty sure there's some Gamecocks that we haven't heard from since about 2 weeks ago. Have you noticed that? There are a couple that I guess they're going to go further into hibernation after last night. But I did take note of that when you mentioned Seminole Ted. Listen,
what you should have taken note of, which I'm surprised you haven't had tattooed on your arm, is the South Carolina record in the three major men's sports in the last year against power four opposition, which is like 10-58.
You will be proud of me. While you were reciting that, I typed that over to have a buddy that works out of he's a total college sports junkie, and he actually lives in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And I was texting him that. And we were both laughing because through his friendship with me, he's come to hate the Gamecocks. So we were both laughing at that stat. That is amazing. So, but you know what it is? It is so strange, Walt. I don't know if you feel this way, but it just feels like the last couple of years, for whatever reason, Clemson basketball plays its like clunkiest, just worst game against South Carolina. I mean, I was getting so frustrated last night watching this thing, you know?
Yeah, it was ugly. I mean, but sometimes you have to win ugly. And I think that, you know, the reality is those Clemson-South Carolina games, I think, tend for the most part to be that way. Part of it's familiarity. Part of it's that both teams are good defensively. That's part of the picture. It was an ugly game, and like I wrote on Twitter last night, this one's not headed to the Louvre.
No, and it just, in a way, it kind of reminded me of the football game in terms of I felt like Clemson dominated the entire game flow in Columbia, but it just didn't look like that on the scoreboard, and I thought the same thing last night. Like, I never worried that South Carolina was going to win. I just was wanting to be up by 30, you know, and it was like I mean, that is to me, and I know they're missing their little broccoli-haired TikTok kid, but that is a terrible team that Lamont Paris has. I mean, they are ugly. I mean, what did they do last year? Did they win one or two SEC games in conference?
I think they
might push that again.
Yeah. I understand what Lamont values. He values the analytics of the three, and I understand that. And I think if you have good shooters, you should play up to that because threes beat twos. I get all that. The problem is they don't have good shooters, and they're still playing that way. And you can't play that way if you can't shoot, and they can't shoot. I mean, Michi Johnson's at like 35% from three, and the rest of them are like at 23. And yet they're firing up a million threes, thinking that there's going to be an analytic benefit. Yeah, there is if you make some of them. But the problem is you don't make any of them. So there's not only no analytic benefit, you're actually killing yourselves. And that's what they did last night. I mean, you know, the color boy there wanted them to hit those threes and kept talking like, oh, you know, this could be it, this could be it. And they just kept clanking. I mean, they went like 4 of 27 from three and just kept taking them. And again, this is not all that unusual for them. They just, they're a very low percentage three-point shooting team. So I don't know why you would keep doing that. I don't. I mean, you've got some guys who can drive the ball because they're just taking bad shots. It doesn't even matter if they're open. They're all bad shots because you're all shooting 23%. You know, the math doesn't math, Jason. I mean, it doesn't work. You know, if you're shooting 33% or above, okay, then I understand it. But if you're below that, and they're way below that, then I don't understand why you keep doing it.
Yeah, the only kid for their team that stood out to me was the kid from Mongolia.
Yeah.
I was like, from Mongolia, which I don't know if I've ever seen a basketball player from Mongolia, yeah. But he looked really good.
Yeah, he played well.
And he looked promising. But you're right. I mean, otherwise, when their shot wasn't falling, I mean, they just were doing us a favor by continuing to throw up bricks. Like you said earlier in the show, they weren't close. I mean, it wasn't just like it was rimming out. I mean,
they should have had points deducted for some of those shots. You know, that one's off the left side of the rim. That's a minus one. You know, because it was ugly to watch, and they just kept doing it. And I think at some point, you know, Clemson was like, yeah, go ahead, you know, go ahead, shoot.
Yeah, and I agree with Robert and what you said earlier. I was getting so frustrated because we were getting good looks. We had bunnies at the rim and just were not hitting them. But
That's not a one game thing. This has been a bit of a problem in recent games, and Clemson's got to do better in that regard. Tigers got to finish through contact. The bigs have to finish through contact. That's and maybe that's part of playing at different levels that they need to come to understand at this level, that you are going to absorb more contact and more physicality. You've got to be able to finish through that contact. And, too many easy shots rolling off the rim. That's got to change.
Yeah, and I certainly was impressed with Ace Buckner, the way he played and just got downhill, and certainly he was aggressive. And then just real quick, I don't know if you saw this, Walt, but the Clemson football program put out a podcast with Cade and Wade Woodas. I did not realize until today that of all the plays, Wade Woodas actually popped his shoulder out of joint on that touchdown-saving, maybe game-saving tackle on Sellers, and had to have surgery on it. That's why he's not going to be in the bowl game. So, again, hats off to Wade Woodas. What a performance to close his career with.
Yeah, you know what? That's the play of the year for Clemson football, in my estimation, because the main goal you had left was beating South Carolina. And if Wade Woodas does not make that ankle tackle on Lenore Sellers, that doesn't happen. South Carolina they take the lead. They go on to win the game. I really believe that. I think that place would have gone berserk, and everything would have changed about that game, including the outcome. I think Wade Woodas saved the game, in a way, saved the season, because had Clemson lost that game, then the bowl game would be meaningless.
Yes, exactly. It would have been. I mean, you know how brutal it was for Clemson fans all offseason. I joked with you before the season began that this was the summer of Lenora Sellers hype, and I couldn't have taken that 2 years in a row. So, but you're right, too. I have no idea what to expect at this point from either team, and I hate that college football has gotten to this point.
Yeah.
You know, player empowerment, blah, 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 but I just – somebody's got to – the adults in the room got to step in at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it doesn't even, it's almost pointless to even look at schedules and things. Like, SEC comes out with schedules. Who cares? We don't even know who's playing. You know, until we have some idea who's playing for these teams, the schedule is meaningless. Like, we can look at South Carolina's schedule right now and say, boy, this looks tough. And maybe it is tough. And maybe they're going to be, 3-9. On the other hand, maybe they have a completely reinvented team and get a bunch of star power from the portal that we're not expecting, and then they totally transform their team. So first of all, we need to wait until we see who these teams add in the portal, and then we need to do the best we can to evaluate those players and how they're going to fit within those systems. And, you know, so we have all, like at Clemson, not only do we not know I personally don't believe the starting quarterback's on the roster. We don't know that the starting offensive coordinator's on the roster.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a lot of. I got a feeling there're going to be some changes after the bowl game. So, but yeah, we're just in wait and see mode.
Yep. Thank you, Jason. Good talking to you as always. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. We got some basketball guys on old basketball. David and Zeke coming right up. Let me tell you about Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500 by Mellon Mushroom Clemson. Look, if you need someone who really knows the law and is going to be on your side, that's Nick Lavery. Clemson's local attorney will help you get what you deserve, as he has been for over 25 years. He's been serving the Clemson upstate community for all that time. Nick, I don't want to tell you this. That's over a quarter century, Nick. Maybe he likes that better hearing that as 25 years. What do you think, Ramona? DUI, been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Been charged, it doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to face the charges in court. And you're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. Look, if you're injured in an accident that's someone else's fault, you're going to be dealing with the insurance companies. You are going to need Nick Lavery and his advice to start. And then, look, the insurance companies fear Nick Lavery, trust me. And you're going to need him on your side. Wrongful death. If your family's facing the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you find justice. And finally, parenting's hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What do you do next? Well, look, you don't have a bad kid. Kids get in trouble. That's what we did. What's what we do? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you, though. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. Free. Or visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. Quick break. Basketball David and Zeke on the other side.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Santa's not the only one working hard this season. At Harbin Lumber Company, their team is busy helping you check every project off your list. Whether you're remodeling, repairing, or just adding a little holiday cheer, they've got everything you need to get it done right. Visit Harbin Lumber, where great service and quality materials come together faster than Santa's sleigh on Christmas Eve. Visit HarbinLumber.com today, and let's beat Santa's visit and get that project done before Santa and your family arrives for the holiday.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings. And we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Brr, when it's cold outside, you know it's time to head to Harrison's. From rain-resistant hoodies to heavy-duty coats and everything in between, Harrison's has all the layers to keep you warm and dry. And we know hard work doesn't stop just because the temperatures drop. Get FR and high-vis gear, work boots and safety shoes, and the largest selection of workwear for men and women. Harrison's has what you need to work safely and warm all winter long. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Lowcountry Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymale.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-294-0222. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-294-0222. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-294-0222. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Ramona, I swear to God, the idiocy of some college football coaches, coaches on every level, it's just unbelievable. I mean, I just don't get it, all right? Old Dominion, who I have in our little contest, right? Already they screw up the first possession. The second possession, they are driving right down the field. They are handing the ball off. They're using quarterback run and just handing the ball to the running back. And they are driving right downfield, 8-10 yards of play. South Florida is not tackling. South Florida cannot stop them. They have a 2nd and 2 at the South Florida 20-yard line. And for some reason, known only to Old Dominion and their coaching staff, they try and throw. I don't know if it's an RPO, what it was. They try and throw the ball to the outside. And in trying to throw, the quarterback gets hit. He fumbles the ball backwards 20 yards. And South Florida picks it up and runs downfield. I mean, you just can't be that friggin' stupid. You just can't be. You're running the ball at 8-10 yards a clip. They are not stopping anything. Why would you do anything but run the ball? I just don't get it. I don't get it. There's nothing more demoralizing to an opposition than having the ball run down their throat and ask them how they like it. Instead, that's what you do. And now you're going to be losing. You're going to be up 7-0 in like seconds. And now, instead of that, you're going to be losing 7-0. I just don't get it. On every level, any game, any time, I mean, when something's working, look, geniuses, just stick with it. It's not that hard. It really isn't. It's like all these teams need to employ a common sense coach. You know, it's like the world needs a common sense coach. Just kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. You're running for 8-10 yards a pop. You don't do anything but run until they stop you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right. On a lighter note.
Yeah.
I was looking at your Twitter. Remember I had to look at the cookie thing?
Yeah.
What's with this woman?
Woman.
There's this woman getting dragged out of this place. She's yelling at everybody.
Oh, the berserk woman.
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Yelling at everybody. Yeah, she's yelling at everybody.
Oh, yeah,
and
her.
Some guy's with her. I guess that's her husband or boyfriend or whatever.
The dork.
At first, he tries to get her out of there, and it looks like he's, you know, I'm sorry.
Ramona.
But then he go around the corner.
Ramona, dude is wearing a rose-colored sweater.
I know.
Okay,
I see
so
that.
You're not going to get much help from him. All
okay.
right? And she can't keep – she's on drugs, something. She cannot
– She is just – and she just kept coming back.
She's out of her mind. Yeah, you can see this on my Twitter feed. She goes absolutely berserk in an establishment, and she starts screaming at everybody. She actually throws a punch or pushes an old man who's in the restaurant, and she's completely out of control. Her little boyfriend, husband, whatever he is, whatever rose colored sweater guy rose colored cardigan. Rose colored cardigan. That's impossible. And he's trying a little bit to calm her down. She's having
at
done
first
it.
First, he is she, trying, yeah, but she then doesn't they get, go around the corner, for,
yeah,
and
but
next
look,
thing you know, they're all...
No, look, she doesn't care what he says, okay?
She which says by the end.
Right. She does not care. She does not care at all what he says.
No, she's just pushing him.
Right. So she continues her reign of terror. She's battling some tall Asian guy with a ponytail. And she,
they're dragging her now.
She continues.
Both of them.
Well, no, nobody really dragged her. She continues her reign of terror up until she walks near the bar, and again she continues her reign of terror. Whereupon, blonde-headed woman who can't weigh more than 115 pounds at the bar, who clearly knows judo, deposits her on her head. The blonde-haired woman gets up off the bar stool and throws her on her head. But whatever she's on, she immediately responds.
Yeah.
And she's trying to get back at the blonde woman, which was probably not advisable to her. And then a whole bunch of people have to hold her off.
Yeah.
Eventually, they get her out on the sidewalk.
It's crazy.
The tall Asian guy with the ponytail or whatever that thing is. He has her sort of wrapped up until she gets a hold of his ponytail, and then
is that what she did? Because she pushed or something.
Yeah, she got ahead
running.
Of him. Yeah, and then finally they got him separated, and the tall Asian guy heads back into the restaurant to do his work. She gets loose and she runs after him again.
Yeah.
At which point we learn that It's not just the blonde woman at the bar that has some martial arts skills. It's the tall Asian guy, because he executes a foot sweep and sends her onto the concrete floor.
At
the end of all this, so this woman finally has had enough, I think. Finally,
she's laying on the ground.
Right. I think she's finally had enough. And it's at that point that finally rose-colored sweater guy decides that he should at least try shoving one of the other males that's on the sidewalk, because otherwise he's going to pay for it later.
Because she
is going to beat the living crap out of him.
When she landed on the ground, he went over to see about her, wink, wink.
Yeah.
And she started pointing at him like that girl in the McDonald's.
Yeah.
She was like, uh-uh.
Exactly.
So he knew he was
in big trouble.
Oh,
it's exactly right.
Definitely in trouble.
Yeah, look, look, lady, let me give you a tip, okay?
Get off the caffeine or whatever it is you got going.
When you're searching for your potential mate there, skip the rose-colored cardigan category. It's just a suggestion. You might want to skip the cardigan category, period, regardless of color. Right, regardless of color. But when you go to the rose-colored cardigan, that's your sign.
She might have dressed him, though.
Yeah,
you never know. Sometimes that happens.
Let me tell you about Canty. Basketball David Zeke will come right to you. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, so you trust the local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open, call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. Trust me, you will thank me later. You know, Ramona, the next time she wants to go out anywhere, I would think that his answer would have to be no.
I wouldn't go anywhere with her. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because one time they had him by the neck. Right. You can never, ever. I mean, she tried to pick a fight with like 30 different people. It's all on my Twitter feed. You can find it.
I mean,
Did you see the blonde?
I couldn't see that. I'll have to look at it later.
You need to check that part. That's like my favorite part of the whole thing, because it happened so quickly. And then the madness immediately resumed. But yeah, she's definitely on something. The blonde woman at the bar is a judo player. Basketball David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thanks for giving me in, as always.
Absolutely, David. Thank you.
Walt, I wanted to kind of piggyback on your previous caller. I think his name was Jason, and reaffirm what he was saying. Well, I think the South Carolina team, off of last night's game, I think this is I'm with Jason. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't win five games in the SEC. I just think my goalie and Mike, and I don't say that as a... That's what he was called on the circuit.
On goalie and Mike.
Yeah, that's what we called him on the Adidas circuit and whatnot. So, yeah. But my goalie and Mike is not a point guard, and he's having to handle the ball for them. And Michi Johnson, Walt, I think, has just been a shell of himself. I think Michi's had one good year in his college career, and I'm biased because I coached the kid when he had Talon Cooper next to him, that was his only good year. And I think South Carolina, I agree with you, I think they're missing shooters. But what I also think, Lamont Paris hasn't had a point guard since Talon Cooper. He tried to put the short kid in last year from UNC Wilmington, and he didn't work. And now he doesn't have one on the roster. And I don't think he has a lead guard. And he's having to put Mongolia and Mike there, and that's almost impacting his scoring, because that's his best scorer.
Yeah,
I don't think their size is very competent either. Strong is not a bad player, but he's 6'5".
Yeah, I think all that's true, David. The dilemma, though, to me still is if you're going to build your program around the analytic model of the three, you better have people who can shoot the three. If not, you have to redesign your thought process, because you're killing yourself. I mean, I don't disagree that South Carolina is not very good, but you know, it's what I pointed to yesterday. You don't need to even understand basketball. All you need to do is look down at their shooting percentages, and they're all awful other than Michi Johnson. Michi Johnson's shooting 37% from three, and everybody else is like 23 or lower. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. You can't build your attack around the three-point shot. That's what they did. I mean, at one point last night, about 7 out of every 10 shots was coming from three. Well, again, if you're making 33% or more of them as a team, you can play that way. If you're not, you can't play that way. You simply can't. I mean, I'm not saying that anything else you're going to do is going to work. I'm saying you can't play that way. You're defeating the analytics. The analytics only applies if you're going to shoot 33 1/3% or better. That's when it applies.
That's what, like, it's almost like, well, what choice do they have? Because they don't have a guard that can break down off the dribble and get by people, and they don't have any inside game.
Well, I don't know, but I think you have to try and drive the ball. I mean, the Mike guy is capable of driving the ball, and he's a mismatch. Clemson couldn't handle him for a long period of time.
Yeah, absolutely.
In that first half. So I would do more of that. I would not stand around and just throw up 25-footers that lead to transition opportunities for the other team because they're all long rebounds because you can't shoot. I mean, so it's not even like these shots are soft and in the rim, in the cylinder, and they're rebounding around the basket, which provides you
They're bricks.
Second shot opportunities. They're bricks, and they're all you're doing is encouraging transition for the other team. And at some point, you just have to stop. I mean, I think they went 4 out of 27, David. And again, most of those 23 misses were just awful. I mean, just bad. And like I said,
they were bricks.
At some point, you've got to redesign your philosophy. I hear too many coaches who abide by the analytics of the three. Again, that only applies to you if you have shooters. If you don't have shooters, that does not apply.
Yep. No, I totally agree. And kind of flip it over to the other side.
All right, hold that thought. Obviously. Hold that thought, David. I started you late. I'm going to carry you over. Hold that thought. And Zeke, I'll get to you too on the other side, I promise. Wall tip to Road Rage, quick break. We are 3-0 South Florida because Old Dominion is stupid.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple.
the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Tiger Nation, Kay Klubnik here reminding you about Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. People are coming from all over the upstate to purchase their Silverado from Fred Caldwell. It's about the ease, speed, and transparency. We call it EST. That's the game plan to make your purchase the best experience ever. You can call or text Martin McKinley directly on his cell, 704-534-1014. That's 704-534-1014. He'll handle you right over the phone or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage, two or three minutes ago from Ben Wittrout, a men's basketball release. Zach Foster suffers torn ACL on Tuesday night. We knew this news was coming at some point during today's show. And I just asked Ramona if she had seen anything yet from Ben in basketball. And as we refreshed it, it came in. Following an MRA on Wednesday, it was confirmed that freshman guard Zach Foster suffered a torn ACL during Tuesday's win over South Carolina. There's no timetable yet for Foster's return. It's an extremely unfortunate, quote, it's an extremely unfortunate injury for Zach and our team, said head coach Brad Brownell. Zach's a hard worker and valuable member of our backcourt. I know he'll be determined in his rehab and has a very bright future ahead of him here at Clemson. Yeah, I can't hide this. There's no way to mask my disappointment in this whole situation because I was so optimistic about this team and in particular about Zach Foster's evolution through the rest of this year. I mean, he was the guy that allowed for the potential of great things. Now this team has a lot of depth, and we'll have to find other ways. But again, if you just watch the Alabama game, you will see what I'm talking about. Alabama has all these athletes running all over, and when Zach Foster came in the game, it all changed because he was the – even despite Alabama's talent, and they have a round-one NBA guard, despite all that talent, the best athlete on the court when Zach Foster was on the court was Zach Foster, period. And you could see it. You could see it. It was raw. It wasn't developed, but it was clearly there. And that was the potential that Zach Foster offered this team. And there's not a substitute for that. There just isn't. So it's highly disappointing for Zach and the team. I'm sure he will attack his rehab. But it's a major, major loss that's going to extend into next year, regardless. And so it's very, 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 very disappointing, no question. Other guys are going to have to step up. It's the way it works. All right, David and Zeke, I'm going to put both you guys up at the same time for these conversations. Before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Ortho Laser. This is a interesting time to talk about Ortho Laser, Ramona, because, again, of all the injuries they heal and help. 255 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. It's Ortho Laser of Spartanburg, 864-327-8001. That's the number to heal your pain. 864-327-8001. Monday to Friday, 7 to 5. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. The website is recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, needles, downtime, none of that stuff. A treatment suitable for chronic pain, injuries, post-surgical recovery, really any kind of pain, knee pain, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain, regardless of the source of the pain. All the different ways and reasons you can have pain in those areas, they can help. Listen, discounts for veterans and first responders, cash, credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via a payment program called Sunbit, which allows patients to split costs into four interest-free payments if eligible. And though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost extremely reasonable for the benefits that you receive. So they can help you. The bottom line is if you're tired of dealing with pain, you need to go check these people out. Book your free 15-minute consultation. See if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Their six-visit package is under $500, which is amazing for the benefits you receive. Recoverwithlight.com, recoverwithlight.com. Check out their Google reviews, five-star Google reviews. There's a reason. They can help you. If you're sick of the pain, call the number. Get well. All right, Ramona, do you have David locked in? Is that we got David locked in, and then we should be good.
You're good to go.
So basketball, David and Zeke, good to have you both at the same time.
Hey, Walt, can you hear me?
Yeah, hear you fine.
Hey, that was close. I'm on the way home from work. I was taking my wife out to dinner tonight, and I just rolled my wind up because I threw out my new rose color cardigan sweater somewhere tonight.
You know, it's funny, man. I don't know when I last had a cardigan sweater, but I'm guessing it was from my aunt who I hated all the Christmas gifts from when I was a little kid. I'm sure she gave me multiple cardigans, and I'm also sure I really never wore any of those either.
Yeah. But yeah, thanks for getting me on. David and I talked a lot. One thing I was wanting to mention was, and David and I talked about this today, is T.O. had mentioned this last night. At some point, Walt, we have got to start getting away from Caleb Wilson and talk about the year that Henry Basir is having at North Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this guy's
putting up numbers that are just 26 last night, 10 of 11. He's shooting 47% from threes.
Yeah.
On the year for a 7-1 guy. Yeah. So that guy's just having a monster season.
And you needed that impact. You needed size. You didn't have size last year. At times you look like the Munchkins, and we're playing this little tiny lineup. And no offense, David. And you needed size, and you got it. So and Hubert's a better coach for it.
Yeah. Oh no, there's no doubt. That combination makes them look good.
David.
Yeah, no, I agree with Zeke. I mean, we've talked, and I think their size, and I think him and Wilson complement each other well because they kind of do different things, but they're just so long and whatnot, providing rim protection and rebounding and, you know, just getting their hands on the basketball, whether it's a deflection, whether it's a tip, whatever, you know, dunking everything. Again, we haven't had this size at North Carolina in quite some time.
Since Huber got there.
That's probably why he hadn't heard from Zeke in a couple years.
That's right. It is why we haven't heard from Zeke in a couple of years. Hey, well, you know, and look, the thing that Caleb gives you, he gives you a live, agile body. He's a great athlete at 6'10". And, you know, and it's the old man's got to know his limitations thing, which he does. You know, you don't see him out at the three-point line very often. You know, he basically plays from 15 feet on in. He basically plays at the rim.
And while I give Zeke credit, is the thing is Caleb is such a knack for the ball and such a nose just to try to, like, he's trying to dunk on everyone.
Yeah, that's what he wants to do. And yeah, he wants to yoke on everybody.
Yeah, I think he just goes to the rim so powerfully. This North Carolina team, again, and it's actually good for the league. I think, you know, that North Carolina is back good and they have their size, and I really like this North Carolina team, you know, and obviously as we get into conference play, you know, with their bigs and their length across that front line, but I think also the versatility of them is, like you said, Walt, is a man's got to know his limitations, and Don Meyer had a quote of, you know, kind of be who you are.
Yeah.
Caleb Wilson knows who he is. He's not out there trying to shoot,
right?
You know,
right.
Sort of to what we were just talking about. He's not trying to do the Lamont Paris, South Carolina thing.
No, I think that's right. Ultimately, it's going to come down to what kind of coach Hubert Davis is, and there have been some good signs with that this year, but that still remains to be seen. That we'll find the answers to that ahead. That's probably still their biggest question.
Yeah, I think overall the conference is really in good shape. I like this Virginia squad a lot. I still like Clemson. I'll agree with you. I think that's just a brutal loss because Dave and I both are really high on him. Special athlete. I thought February, March, you were really going to start seeing what you could see in that kid. And that's a tough loss. And, well, sometimes, you know, you can say, well, next man up. But, well, sometimes you can't replace certain
there's
people.
There's not a next guy. Look, he's 6'5" with long arms and a 40-inch-plus vertical leap, and he has skills. And there's just and you have seen the flashes of this. I mean, there have been times that even against super athletic teams that he has astonished the opposition like Alabama by yoking on their heads. There just aren't many guys who can do that. And that's what he's capable of. But he has a complete skill set. I mean, he can shoot. He can shoot with range. He can handle the ball. He's a good passer. I mean, it was just an issue of it all coming together on a deep team. I mean, it was going to take a little bit of time. But again, I promise, if you go back and watch, I keep going to the Alabama game, and this is by memory, but you go back and watch that basketball game, and you'll see what changed in that game when he came in. Clemson was being out-athleted, and when he hit the court, that changed. Clemson was no longer being out-athleted, and that was because of him.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask you this, Walt, and I was the one that texted in earlier about wanting to see Butta kind of step into this role.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was you.
At that moment, we weren't sure yet. We kind of assumed. But now that we know about Butta stepping in, and Walt, I want to get your opinion on this. And it was kind of a thought I had, and now I want to see, does it change? At the beginning of the year, Brad wanted to play 11 guys, you know, 11, no one was going to probably play over 30, 32 minutes and whatnot. With Foster out, it seems like kind of Chase Thompson has kind of fallen a little bit by the wayside. Does this Clemson team now, Walt, kind of get into more of a – and I've wondered this, with the lack of go-to guy, do you kind of get into more of a normal rotation? Guys can get more in a rhythm now, and maybe that sort of go-to guy starts to make it, you know, stand up, if you will. Does that allow for this?
Yeah, I think it's possible, and I also think that Butta spends more of his time at the two now than the three, although, you know,
agreed.
That depends on how Waleen plays, too. I mean, I think Clemson needs more from Waleen than they've gotten of late. But yeah, I mean, I think it has to. I thought all along the line change thing would settle down when you begin to, you know, find some answers. I still think the strange part, David, to a degree, is I think still Clemson was still in the discovery process. You know, not so important who starts, but more important who's on the court at the end. And I don't think Brad yet knew who was going to be on the court at the end of games for him. I think he was still in the discovery process, and I think this changes this. Look, I have felt that, at least until last night, I thought all these recent stretch of games where the competition has ramped up, that I thought Buddy Johnson has really played well. And, you know, and look, he was tasked with trying to guard A.J. DeBonso for a lot of that BYU game, and obviously he's at a major disadvantage there from a height standpoint, but he competed. And what I like from him, and I've seen this regardless of where he plays, is he competes defensively. He gives great effort, and obviously he's got some ability on the offensive end. So, and as you said, David, you know, he's bigger and more mature, and so he can give you some of that size element and length element that you're going to lose without Foster. Hold on a minute. We'll continue on the other side. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-